We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Megan Maloney de Saldivar with the New York Immigration Coalition. I'm the senior manager of member engagement of Western New York. M-E-G-H-A-N. Space M-A-L-O-N-E-Y space D-E space Z-A-L-D-I-V-A-R.
Tell us about your interest in here and what you hope comes about.
Yes, we were very involved in the passage of this law to ensure that undocumented New Yorkers have access to driver's licenses so that our roads are safer and we're able to improve our economy.
Can you understand some of the concerns that Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns has about this? Do you understand where he's coming from when he has these arguments?
Yes, we understand that today, you know, Mickey Kearns continued to make his frivolous and politically motivated arguments, and we know that this law will stand up as constitutional.
Right. So you don't think that, you don't buy it when he thinks that he's between a rock and a hard place, because if he goes ahead and does this, he could be prosecuted under federal law, and if he doesn't, he could be removed from office.
I think as we continue to hear in the court today, New York State is in the business and the DMVs are in the business of ensuring that our roads are safe and that people who have access to licenses so that we have more insured people on the road. That is the business of New York State. And we know that these concerns that they're bringing up are federal immigration issues that the federal authorities are dealing with, and is not something that is the purview of the New York State DMVs.
You view his position as politically motivated.
Yes.
Elaborate on that.
Who is he trying to?
We know that both sides on this issue, politicians have used licenses to divide the public, when in reality we see that, for example, in the most recent Siena poll, New Yorkers support this, and their support is increasing because the more that they learn about the law and that it is actually about making our roads safer, the more that they support this, and opposition continues to decrease.
But some will argue that citizens here have to go through quite a bit of information to the DMV to get their license, especially if they're trying to get it enhanced or anything of that nature. So some will argue that, why is it fair that they come in and get a license?
Yeah, I think it's important to know that the DMV, now in compliance with the Real ID Act, has three different tiers of licenses. So there's the Real ID compliant license, as well as the standard license. The standard license is just for driving in New York State. So people will continue to have to go into the DMV to stand in line, to prove their identity, to prove their age, and that they're able to drive. They have to take the driver's test as well, just like anyone else would. And it is the standard license that is explicitly says on it, not for federal purposes, that is the license that will be opened up to people regardless of immigration status.
Did you all come in here from different parts of the state?
Yes, I'm here from Buffalo, but we also have other folks here from Rochester, from the Hudson Valley, as well as in Syracuse.
You don't get to make the arguments, even though you obviously have an interest in the decision in this case. Do you think the state's adequately defending your
interest? Yes, we have full confidence in the New York State Attorney General and their office's ability to defend the case. That was demonstrated again in court today, and we are in confidence that the court will uphold the constitutionality.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.